Ladies and gentlemen, you're most welcome to Radio Miraya in this series on landmine awareness. I'm happy to be with you in Radio Miraya. Yes, first, let me welcome Ms. Ita Betty Oliver Lawela, currently the Explosive Ordnance Risk Education Coordinator at UNMAS. She used to be a female manual deminer from 2007 to 2008 and a deputy demining team leader from 2010 to 2011. Ms. Ita Betty Oliver, you're welcome to Radio Miraya.
Thank you very much, Radio Miraya. As you have heard, my name is Ita Betty, and my position as well. I'm here to share my story as a deminer to commemorate the International Day of Mine Awareness, which is supposed to take place on the 4th, but we are on the media to talk about our work and our experience in the role of demining. And I will also say thank you very much for listening to us, and you have to be keen to get whatever we're going to tell you.
Okay, thank you. We shall get back to you. Now, I also want to welcome Ms. Akoi Riakdao. She's 29 and is a mother. She started demining in 2015 with Mechem Demining Organization and trained as a deminer. Ms. Akoi, you're most welcome to Radio Miraya.
Thank you very much. And I also appreciate
and all what you have heard is about mine awareness, since we are going to conduct on that 4th April. So there's nothing much I can say about it. And I've worked as a deminer.
Yes, Mr. Bidali Moses Buddha, currently the operations manager for Safe Lives Initiative South Sudan. He oversees the overall operations of the organization, including development of general demining and direct supervision of the explosive ordnance risk education projects specifically. And Moses has over 15 years of experience in mine action. Bidali Moses Buddha, you're most welcome to Radio Miraya.
Yeah, thanks very much. It's a pleasure being here today. And of course, the main objective is to recognize the International Mine Awareness Day, which is supposed to be on the 4th of April this year. And of course, due to the current circumstances, that's why we have to be media intensive. That's why we're here. And of course, we are here to share our general ideas, knowledge about ORE, that's Explosive Ordnance Risk Education, and the risks and dangers, of course, that are being posed by these items.
Okay, thank you. We shall get back to you later. I also want to welcome Mr. Patrick Richie Adam, currently the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Technical Field Manager, Operations Save Innocent Lives. He's in charge of the overall operation related to mine clearance in the organization. Mr. Patrick, you're most welcome to Radio Miraya.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to echo some brief words about this wonderful day, which is about 4th of April 2020, to celebrate the Mine Awareness Days. Currently, as we are working for OSHIELDS, and I'm in charge of leading OSHIELDS operations in the area of mine clearance operations, which includes explosive remnant of war, which includes also explosives ordnance disposal, that is EOD, which is categorized by both manual mine clearance, which includes PAC battle area clearance. And the objectives of the operations is currently our priority to make sustenance of livelihood and infrastructures activities for our communities in South Sudan. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Patrick Zichi, for that elaborate introduction. Now, we begin. We are straight away beginning with Ms. Ita, how is it like being in a field that deals with mines and explosives?
Thank you very much for your question. I just want to remind the public again that we are doing demining. Our team for the International Day of Mine Action is that we need to work together to make South Sudan free from landmines. And being in this field can be like challenging, but it's interesting. As a female staff, I've been in this role for quite a long time. And to me, it's a very great job. Once you do it with caution and you follow the procedures, you can do it as any other male staff can do. So what I would like to say that, as our team says that we have to do it together, I would like to call upon our people of South Sudan to really help us in doing this clearance, as he has mentioned, the BAC task, the clearance of mines, in all the mine action activities. We really need the support from the community in terms of information sharing, in terms of support during the clearance, because our teams down there also face challenges that sometimes our, not all, but sometimes our community members also remove the markings that we use. And even if they get findings that are supposed to be reported, they demand that they need money because before they report such dangerous items. So these mines and explosive ordnance that are left during the fighting are really very dangerous. As much as we are fighting for the coronavirus now, we need also to know that there are other things which are very dangerous as far as the current situation is concerned. So,
are you not scared being a deminer?
I'm not scared. Before I was trained, I thought it was tedious and we cannot do it. But when I was trained, of course, it's like any other thing that you're doing. It's like if you're driving a car, you're told to drive safely. So you need to follow every procedure as you are told. So to me, it's great, and I don't feel it as something which is hard to do.
All right. Thank you very much. Ms. Akoi, now, how has it been over the years? What challenges have you been faced with all this time?
What I've faced in the field during I was working in the field, like if you go to their rural area or go to the village, the locals doesn't understand what you are going to do. They think that you are going to disturb them, and yet you are going to help them. So for me, I just want to cooperate with our people, and for them to know what we are doing is our safety, and to make our country to be free in such things which are dangerous in our country, because the safety is something first which we can do. And secondly, if we have like these UXOs and all those, there are some people who normally used to go and collect them, like saying that this we want to go and sell them, like these
scraps,
yeah. And they are very dangerous for them. Some kid may play with them and they don't know what are the things, and after all they will harm them, and which we don't want them to have this. We don't want our children or our community to have such dangerous in our society. So for me, it's just to have that cooperation and to make such things and to be free in our country in such danger areas.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Akoi Riaktau, for that. And so we now move to Mr. Bidali Moses Buda. You've been in this field for 15 years. Share your experience with us on how this work really has been.
Yeah. To start with, I would like to pass this message to be clear and precise to society or to the citizens of this country that what we call mines and explosive remnants of war, you know, they're so dangerous to our lives. And much as we say our theme is, you know, together we need to make South Sudan free of landmines, this means it's a collective responsibility. And they shouldn't be thinking that it's only those who are doing the clearance or those who are giving the awareness that are only involved. But they're equally important, because if they understand and they comply with us, meaning it will make our work much easier, you know. So that's one thing they have to put in their mind. Because our target is the communities. We know that all along we have a number of challenges and achievements that we had, of course. Because before that, some people had a negative concept about mines. One of my colleagues had said already, wherever you go, maybe you get those things, they're supposed to be reported. Instead of reporting them to the rightful people or the authorities, what they do is they demand what? Payments. Mm. So that point is really very important. That's why I also have to stress on it again, because these things are dangerous to our lives and to everyone. Mm. And of course, this came as a result of wars. But you find that now, as wars get over, but they still, you know, mines, they don't have an expiry date. They live for long. As long as they are undisturbed, they're active. And of course, you find that sometimes locating where they are is very difficult. But getting them, you find in terms of maybe an accident, human accident, or animal accident, or car accident, then you're able to find that. As we do our work, we have a number of things involved. For example, like the markings. So people need to respect the markings that we use, because that's a signal that indicates there's a danger in this place. You don't need to move forward or remove them out, because they are warning people. So people have to have a way that they behave. Because you find, when you find a sign, there are even those who know what it means, but instead of respecting the sign or telling the next person who doesn't know, they remove it off. Mm. You know, that's, you're risking the life of somebody who may be traveling behind you. So that's really quite important. That we need to understand. So we need people to comply, and they have to really understand. One of the biggest challenges we had was during mine clearances. Mm. For example, when we have contaminated areas being located so close to the main roads, I think the best example was along Juba Nimule Road, where you find roadblocks, and you say the mining is going on. But you find some people say, why are you keeping us here for 45 minutes? What is going on? They come down, others want to fight, they want to go. They said, after all, there's nothing here. But they have to understand there are procedures and there are risks involved. Mm. That is the reason why the roads are blocked, because in that period of time, people are working, so that in case of any mistakes that happens, any detonation that happens, we don't want to lose more lives, you know. Mm. That's really very important. So they have to respect that time. And they really have to give these people the priorities to make sure that their lives are very important. That's why you don't need to hurry, you know, because sometimes when you hurry, you get your death or your injury very, very fast. Mm. So we need to respect, regardless of the time. It is good to just be there, take your own time, rest. When you're told the roads are not open, you can go, and then you can take off on your journey.
Okay, let us also hear from Mr. Patrick Drichi. Adam, share with us your experience in this work of landmines on this 4th of April, where people always celebrate the International Mines Day.
Thank you once more. I would like to first say this, and everybody should hear me clearly. In the first place, I would like to give the opportunity to UNIMAS and the National Mine Action Authorities for giving us this chance to be in Imiraya FM to give our operational experience and the challenges we faced during the clearance since I joined the mining operations in 2009 until currently I become like a explosive ordnance disposal EODTFM. Mostly since in 2005, when the Sudan armed forces has left our own country, South Sudan, and South Sudan stands it alone and start doing the mining. During that operation, you find most of the access roads, because during the war, all these roads were planted by mines, and these mines were planted by two parties. And mostly you find these two parties planted the mine in order to defeat the enemies so that they cannot access. But after when the SAFT left us, then it has given us a challenges to do the clearance. Mostly we, the organizations who are doing the clearance for our own people to move freely. You find in the other areas where the road access can go, there are no people. And formerly this place, maybe it was occupied by force, and then they planted a landmine. Mm. You find during those such kind of movement, accident can happen. Mm. Then once when accident happens, the result, it may lead the injury of a personnel, or it may kill its people. And this is one of our people, and this is our brothers, our sisters, who we lose it through such scenarios. Mm. So the challenges we are currently facing as operational personnel in this to make mine awareness, they very vivid, and if together makes us then free, is that like the mining terminologies, what we said is NTS. NTS is 9 technical service. It's like you go to the community, you analyze, you collect information from different peoples about the areas. So more normally when we go out, the question we ask is, we first get authority from the chief of the area, or we go and get authority from the government sectors. And if government sector is not there, we find at least someone who is responsible in that area. And as my colleague Sisibeti has mentioned, during such collections of information and to analyze, you find we give some brief introductory who we are. We are from Mine Action Partners from UNIMAS or National Mine Action Authorities. Why we are here? We were sent by our partners to come and do clearance. And without clearance, our people can be at risk. But before we start the work, we have to first get authority from the area. Afterwards, they give us a permission. That was where then we can now start what? Asking people individually, saying, see, when did you come here? And were you formerly here? Are you born here? And then how long have you been in this place? And then since when, if you're IDP or during the war, you left this place, you left your own home, you come back. What have you so far seen suspicious? And which you cannot understand. You find some few people who can understand this, and if they start giving us information, during those past years, we haven't faced a lot of challenges. Mm. But now after some year reaching 2010, 2011, up to 13. You find like someone who is for you to give reliable information will say, yeah, if you saw a photo, you like something, you draw, you give him explanation about it, they may say, yeah, we saw something like this. But you, the mine action organization, sometimes you delay my work and you haven't, you will take me up to far distance, or I will give you the reliable information, and then at the later, you will not even bother to look after me. So they may think we, the mine action partners, we are going to buy bomb. But my dear brothers and sisters, honestly, there is no one who wants to sleep inside or at his home with explosive remnant of war.
Mm. Because how do you determine that the area or an area is contaminated by landmines?
Okay, the landmines, normal, as I mentioned, these are man-made, which have been planted down. You cannot determine that one by visual eyes unless what we call is a mine metal detector.
Mm-hmm.
We have equipment. That equipment, they are pioneers, that's your deminers, who have been trained specifically, who knows how these detectors can perform and how these detectors can work. And these detectors, we have various numbers of detectors. We have MineLab F3, we have SEARS, we have also we can use maybe LLMD, those are for BSC. But for manual mining clearance, to know that this mine has been buried down, we are using a certain machine or equipment which is called detector. And at times, like once when you go in the area, you collect, they give sufficient information or an accident happen. Once when you remove this thing out, someone will say, ah, maybe the sila. Like in Dagde Masila. Dagde is our machine which can detect the mine. Okay. And because mine is something which you cannot detect by your visual eyes, it is a machine which you can detect. Okay. And then normally we are using two detectors, that is MineLab F3 with the black cap to identify specifically mine. And then there is a MineLab with the red cap, which we can use that one for investigation. Like when we say this place was formerly military barracks, or maybe there was a war here, which means the abundance of ammunition or UXOs which are lying on the ground. So those ones we can use detector, MineLab F3 with the red cap. The difference between the F3 black cap and red cap is that you find the F3 has a maximum sensitivities, and then the red cap has a minimum sensitivities with the two diodes. The diodes are inside there, which can detect what? The minimum. And then the MineLab F3 can detect the maximum. So technology-wise, worldwide, so you may find that all the mine action pattern, I really give a thank to UNIMAS and NMA of coming up with the new detector, which can make mine clearing activity to be efficient, and to also make the personnel who are working in the field to work with the competence and to understand, as my colleague she has mentioned also out.
So before you go to that, let us also hear from Ita and Akoi. We begin with Ita.
Yes.
How difficult has it been working in a man's world, that is a place dominated by men?
Yeah, first of all, it's very difficult for people to believe that we as women or girls can do the mining. But we have proved that beyond doubt, because me, myself, I was involved in the mining clearance along the Yei-Juba Road. We have worked in mile 38, close to mile 40. We have worked in Lanya and Bungu. So we conducted clearance the same as the male team, though we also have some challenges as female staff, of course. You miss the social life. Most of your time you're in the field. For the married ladies in my team, because I was once a deputy team leader for the female clearance team, it was a challenge, because sometimes their husbands even complain. You stay long time, a long period of time in the field. No one takes care of the family. Sometimes you're out for maternity leave, taking care of children when you're in the field. It's a multitask thing, but we really managed. Because if we need to work for our country and gear towards the sustainable development goals, women are supposed to be involved in that. So it's a challenge, but we have gone through it and we are still doing it now. And to add on the question that you asked, that how do we know that areas are contaminated, I just want to elaborate more briefly on that. We use our non-technical survey teams. Before any clearance team is deployed, they usually go to the communities, gather information regarding mines and these bombs. When they get this information, of course, we have the chiefs, the local authorities in the areas. Sometimes they just go to any area to gather this information. Once they get areas that the chiefs or the local authorities have mentioned that they are mines, then that's when we deploy our teams to conduct the clearance now with our demining machines. Otherwise, it is still a challenge, because you know these people who laid the mines are not there.
And some of them are also the soldiers from the north.
Mm-hmm.
It is still a challenge, but we try our best to really get the reliable information before we conduct our clearance. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for that. Akoi, still this same question. Like, how difficult has it been working in a man's world? That is an area dominated by men.
As for me, I may say it is not difficult for me, or it is not difficult to the rest of the ladies, because what the rest of the male can do, I think we can do it also. So view to that, in terms of being in the mind field, it is something which you do when you have confidence of yourself. You may not say that this job is very difficult, I will not do it. If you have confidence of yourself, you can do it as you have confidence of yourself. So to me, like, I was working in Kapoita, the side of Nak Nak. It was contaminated with a lot of mines, and we conducted as a women team. We was having female teams, which we were like, we were 15 girls, and we did it as the rest of the men did it also. So for me, there's nothing hard with it. The only challenges which we face in during that time is like, if you are married, you miss your kids, or you can spend like 1 year or some month without seeing your husband or without seeing your kid. It's not that easy sometimes, but you manage to work there. So for me, I don't see there's nothing hard with it. And it is kind of helping ourselves also. Like, if we do gender equality, it doesn't mean that everything will be doing by all men. We must do it also. That's the reason why God created us two, men and female. So if God did not bring that idea of bring female in the world, the men could not be there. So we must be equal, and we do as they do also. For me, the only challenge I see in South Sudan is us women. They don't value us. They don't value women. Even if you do something hard like what, or you do something very strong like what, they will say, this is a woman, or these are women. They cannot do it. And you did it perfectly like the way they did. So for me, I'm encouraging my fellow women. They must do as the rest of the people did it also. My request to the National Mine Action Authority, in terms of we are fighting as ladies, we are fighting to have that level, not to remain in one place always, because being a miner all the time, it will not help. And these people, these leaders now, their time will come whereby they will get retired, and we are still young, we are youth. So when are we going to get that chances of having that knowledge? And after all, we can come back. If we have that knowledge, we will come back and taught the rest of the children behind us. And if we don't have that knowledge, I don't think the thing can be good. So my encourage, I just want our people to know, women, they can do anything they can make. So I'm also encouraging them, at least as women. There are some people who can be in EOD level 3 or EOD level 2. And for now, we don't have such a woman who is having that kind of level. It's not because we cannot do it. We can do, but to promote someone is not there. They just want to keep us down until when. So for me, it's just my message is going to the leader of the National Mine Authority and to see how they can taught us as a women. Yeah.
Thank you very much for that. As we celebrate Mines Week, how important is this day to you, Mr. Moses?
This day is so important in that, one, for those who do not know what we are doing in Mine Action, today it will mark at least those who are like having attending to the media or through radios much of the time, they'll be able to get us today, that they have to understand what exactly we are doing, and they have to know the dangers or the risks that are involved on these items that we are trying to talk about today. On this day, we're commemorating for the reason that we have this day, and it's on the 4th of April every year we celebrate it, because this is the day that those people who are doing the mining, they are like, you know, like heroes to this country, because we know that these are items that can stay for quite a long time in the ground, and this is like another war which is still there, and that's an enemy which is waiting for the people on the ground. So this would be to remind them that whenever they see this kind of items on the ground, like the explosive remnants of war, and when they see something suspicious, it's always good, you know, we don't need them to touch, and they don't need to play or throw at them, or maybe burn fire, because sometimes some people got injured because they find something unknown, and as they're trying to burn garbage, they just lit fire on it, and you find it explodes, and you find people, some people have lost lives, limbs, or other parts of the body. So by making them aware of what these things can do, it will help them quite a lot to be safe, so that when we wake up in the morning and you want, you're cleaning your compound, you want to burn some maybe garbage, and when you see something suspicious, then you don't have to try to attempt what? To burn in that area. Take it where it's safe, and then you have to report that item,
okay,
that I found something ABC on this place, and I'm not sure about it. And of course, we don't need to assume that this is a mine and this is what? An explosive ordnance of war. Because some people think, they say, okay, this is a mine, but it's not a mine. So those things can be distinguished by the personnel who are trained. The miners who are trained, they are the ones who know that this is called an explosive ordnance of war. Or Dana, then they lagam. Mm-hmm. But now these are two different items that we need to know. But they're equally what? Dangerous to us. So we need to make sure that there are certain areas that when we go around, for example, like women, when they go and fetch water, like in the villages, or when they go and fetch firewood, or the men, when they go and get poles for construction, or maybe when getting grasses, or men again who are, you know, tending their animals, they have to make sure that there are certain kind of areas that we have to pay attention to the environment. You may find that in a particular area, you find that maybe there's a forest or where it is, the vegetation is thick, but then in the same place, you find part of it is normally, you know, thicker than the other one. Then it could be a suspicion in your mind, why is it that this vegetation is the same environment, but half of it is thicker than the other one? So, meaning, there's an activity that has been taking place in the other side. That's why the vision has become what? Light or short. And the other side has not been touched. Why should it not have been touched? Meaning something would have been what? Seen there. Somebody might have been some suspicious and what? He's fearing. But it's always good to go and report it again, not to just go and what? And keep quiet. So when you move out taking animals, you have to be very careful about the environment. Yeah. Okay. So when you see something suspicious, do not touch it. Do not even throw at it. And do not take time to think you want to know what it is. It is good to always go back and what? And report. Okay. So by this, I think we shall be able to save lives. It's very important to us.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Bidali Moses, for that elaborate explanation. Now, what words of encouragement would you like to give to someone listening and may want to venture in your field in future? We begin with Mr. Patrick.
Thank you so much. The reference I can give, and then my recommendation goes to my community, is that as our motto is together make South Sudan free of landmines. In future, if maybe Mine Action Community or Mine Action partners arrive in the area, once they introduce themselves, who they are and why they are there, then what do they want to do? The purpose of their coming there is to help the community which are affected with this landmine. And once we are willing to give these informations, you may find that the clearing teams, which will face no challenges of clearing these operations. But as my colleague has stated, this is a collective responsibilities. Once when we don't join hands together, it's very hard. Why are we making land free? Because once you make land free, agriculture activity can take place in infrastructures and rehabilitations. And then even which can give access to extend our grazing to other deep places, whereby you may find our places have some green pasture. But once these landmines are not removed, we cannot access. There are two things. Once the landmines are there, you go, it may injure or it may injure the animal. Because we as a human being, we are counted part of what? Animal. So the importance is that once our partners who are working in the mine actions, they get in your areas, let's try to join hands together so that it gives them access to us remove all these mine or explosive ordnance remnant of war, which can allow the community in the area to move freely. Because once this accident happens, it means it is we, the South Sudanese, our number is reducing down. And these are things which we know. So in the future, I will really recommend that the chiefs and the local authorities who are responsible in its communities, once when these mine action partners arrive in the area, they should be willing to give such information. I can just say briefly, like last 2 months, that was October, when we were running operation along Nimule Juba roads, we were facing a lot of challenges. But I really thank even a chief who is in Nyarjibi Boma, that is located. The chief give us information reliable, which even that information has survived his communities. That is a good example of a leadership. And he's showing us some other suspected area whereby the team assess, they find a lot of ERW, which is a part of collective responsibilities. So I'm encouraging our own elders, our own brothers, our own sisters. This mine action clearance is a responsibility of everyone. Join effort. Once we connect hand together, we will clear this landmine free, which can allow our people to move everywhere, and then you are not restricted to go in the other hazards area.
Thank you very much, Mr. Drichi, for that information. Now, going to Ms. Akoi. Now, what words of encouragement would you give to someone listening and may want to venture in your field in the future?
Okay, thank you. My encouragement to my fellow ladies and my fellow brothers is to make our country to be saved. Without us, the country will not be safe. And if we don't make our country to be safe, we cannot move. We stick in one place whereby we will not be free. So I just want to say to my fellow ladies and my fellow brothers and to our leaders also to combine our hand and make our country to be safe, and let us make our young youth and our children to know what is the danger and where is the safety area whereby we can conduct all activities in our country. Like now, we don't have agriculture areas and all these. They are not there here in South Sudan. But if our country is free in terms of landmine, I think everything will be free and we shall be having everything we want in our country. So there's nothing we cannot do when we have not combined ourselves. Togetherness, we can do better in our country. So that is my encouragement to my fellow people.
Thank you very much, Akoi. Coming to Ita Betty, yes, same question. What words of encouragement would you give to someone listening and may want to venture in your field in the future?
My dear listeners, I want to let you know that there's no fear in the demining job. It is just like any other job. Anyone can do it once you're trained. So I encourage you that if the opportunity comes, please join us. Let us work together to make South Sudan free from landmines. Thank you
very much. Your final comment, Ita Betty?
My final comments will be, as we fight for the COVID-19, which is the coronavirus, which is all over the globe, let us take care and don't forget our deadly enemy, which are the landmines also.
Okay.
So keep safe from every suspicious object that you don't know. If you get one within this period that we are preventing a coronavirus, please, you can report to the local authorities near you or any other mine action organization near you. We have the hotline which we can share with anyone at any time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Ms. Akoi Riakdau, your final comment. What is your last word as we celebrate the International Mines Day on the 4th of April 2020 this year?
What I may say and what I want to tell them, let us cooperate in terms of this disease which is now contaminate the whole world. So we don't need to put that ignorance. If you know, don't say that this is not here in South Sudan or this is not going to affected me. Use your sanitizer, sanitize your hand and wash your hands, and let us cooperate. And whenever you get any information concerning UXOs and or anything in the area, just report it and don't fear. Everything I think we have, and I think we cannot have that ignorance, because the only ignorance is the only things which can affect us in South Sudan. So all I need is just to have that confidence and knowing that this thing is the real things. Don't say that this is not here in South Sudan. So our safety is first.
Thank you very much. We move to Mr. Abidali Moses Buddha. Your final comment.
The listeners out there, my final comments are, I need them to stay safe. They need to respect warning signs that are used by the mining organizations, because they are very important. They are put there for the purpose to warn people. Those who have come across them, if you know their meaning, you need to be able to explain to whoever comes behind who doesn't know. Don't ignore. And if you have an information about where mines are, don't keep quiet. You need to report it. To whom do you report? The primary person, of course, it is the chief of that area. That's the most immediate person. It could be a police post that's in that area that you can report to. It could be a military barracks that's closest to you. It could be a mine action organization that you have to report to. So that's very important. We don't need to ignore. Whenever we're given information, we need to take it serious and make use of it so that we are safe. Thank you very much.
Mr. Patrick Zichi Adam, your final comment on this International Day of Mine Awareness.
Okay, thank you very much once more. My final comments is, my comments goes to the listeners who are outside there. I will kindly request them, any suspicious items anyone identify, because at the moment there are a lot of restriction of movements. So they should report immediately to the chief of the area, because the chief of the area, I'm quite sure he understands, like, for example, Mrs. Betty or Bida, where she is staying. So you know also where they are staying. They should report such items to the chief of the areas. And once these issues of coronavirus has come down, I'm quite sure the mine action partners will still resume their operation back, so that when they get in the area, our clearing methodology approach will be through authority from the area, and then such information will get from the chief of the area. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Ita Betty Oliver Loela, currently the Explosive Ordnance Risk Education Coordinator at UNMAS, and then And thank you, Ms. Akoi Riagdao from Mechem Demining Organization. Thank you, Mr. Bidali Moses Buddha, and a present manager for Safe Lives Initiative South Sudan. And thank you very much, Mr. Patrick Richie Adam, Explosive Ordnance Disposal Technical Field Manager, Operation Safe Innocent Life Organization. My name is Orocha Selisha. Thank you very much for coming to Radio Meraya, gentlemen and ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Goodbye.